From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkin Songs.
Yeah, the tall green and feet so good. I need hair right away.
Johnny Shines was born April 26, 1915, in North Memphis, Tennessee's Frazier community. Johnny learned slide guitar at a young age and busked the streets of Memphis as a child. His uncle and brother both played guitar. When he was still a teenager, Johnny Shines moved to Hughes, Arkansas, in St. Francis County.
Well, if you go down to Mr. Tom Green's farm, that's where you find a
first time I came to Helena was 1932, I think it was.
While based out of Hughes in East Arkansas, Johnny Shines continued to play blues in the region, including, of course, the blues music hub of Helena and nearby Phillips County. In the early 1930s, Shines and blues man Robert Johnson met in Helena. The two began traveling and playing together for roughly 2 years, from 1935 to 1937. Shines was always quick to note that the two did not exactly team up, merely calling himself the Bad Penny that stayed on Robert Johnson's heels.
Freight train run along, side by side one. Told my woman, I guess she satisfied. Well, two long freight train run along side by side. Told my woman, I guess she satisfied.
Johnny Shines recorded for Columbia Records in the mid-1940s with fellow Arkansasian Roosevelt Sykes, as well as for Chess Records in 1950 under the name Shoeshine Johnny, but neither were issued at the time. His early 1950s recordings for J.O.B. Records did see release, but were commercially unsuccessful. Discouraged, Johnny Shines retreated from blues music in the late 1950s and began working construction. But like many once obscure figures of the era, Johnny Shines was swept up in the blues resurgence of the 1960s. With his strong vocals and biting slide guitar skills still intact, Johnny Shines became better known than he ever had been as a younger musician. His first album was released in 1966 with an all-star band featuring Otis Spann, Big Walter Horton, and Fred Below. 20 years after Johnny Shines had recorded his Shoeshine Johnny for Chess Records with Little Walter, Jimmy Rogers, and Big Crawford backing him up, the label finally released its Johnny Shines Tracks in 1970. The compilation album Drop Down Mama also featured Arkansas's Robert Nighthawk, Floyd Jones, and Claude Blue Smitty Smith, but only Johnny Shines was pictured on the front cover. Johnny Shines moved to Holt, Alabama in 1969. Shines soon became a fixture in Tuscaloosa County, including performances on the University of Alabama campus. While becoming an elder statesman of the blues himself, Johnny Shines spent the 1970s and 1980s becoming known as a key eyewitness to the shadowy life and music of bluesman Robert Johnson. A stroke in 1980 only slightly slowed Shines down. His singing voice remained strong, but damage to his left hand meant right-handed Shines was initially relegated to only playing slide guitar. But by the mid-1980s, Johnny Shines was again fretting electric and acoustic guitars.
It's so cold, Vietnam. Birds can't sit down and sing. So cold in Vietnam. Birds can't sit down and sing. I know my baby will be happy when I send her an engagement ring.
Johnny Shines continued playing and touring, including performing at the inaugural King Biscuit Blues Festival in Helena in 1986. In 1991, Shines was heavily featured in the documentary film Searching for Robert Johnson, hosted by John Hammond Jr. Daughter Caroline Shines has kept the name of her father alive by organizing an annual Johnny Shines Blues Festival in Holt, Alabama, and getting the name of the street in Holt where they lived, renamed Johnny Shines Street. Bluesman Johnny Shines died April 20, 1992, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook, with Arkansongs.